learn Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Before we learn the Gemara further, we had learned yesterday the bottom of the Tosfos B'Maaseh Chama, which were very unclear. So I'd like to try to explain the bottom of Tosfos. Tosfos and Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought down a Yerushalmi. Let us just see the Lashon of the Yerushalmi and then the Perish of Reb Shloime, what Tosfos brings on the bottom of the Tosfos. The Yerushalmi, it says, Yerushalmi b'shem Rabbi Chanine, ha'yeshayech b'geshem, it was the Zman Kshomim, there was the winter, v'hizkir tal, it was mazkir tal, ein marzirin oisoi, it is not marzirim, so the score of tal is sufficient. B'tal, what was this man of Tal, or was the Moise Chama? The Hiskir Shal Kshomim, it was Maskir Kshomim, Marzirin Oisai. Then we are Marzirin. Vasanya, so the Yerushalmi understood that the reason, so it's, what does it say? It says in the Yerushalmi that the Haskore of Tal can be the Mokim, the Haskor of Geshem, and the Haskor of Geshem cannot be B'mokim Tal. Vasanya, so the Yerushalmi asks, B'tal u'beruches lechayvu chachomim lahaskir, bimbo lahaskir maskir. The Bechlal yinat mechuyiv to be maskir Tal, so how could it be that the Haskor of Geshem cannot be a mamal B'mokim of Tal? If he didn't say any Tal at all, it's also nishkefelech. So the Yerushalmi answers, Leidomi, Ahu the Matzli Umekel, Ahu the Loi Matzli Veloi Mekel. In the case of Yemois Atal, so it's Matzli Umekel. In the case of Yemois Akshomim, it's Loi Matzli Veloi Mekel. Now let us jump down to the bottom of Tosfos. Mipi Rabbi Shloime. Now Tosfos says, Pshat in the Yerushalmi, Mipi Rabbi Shloime. Loidomi Ahu the Matzli Umekel. That, and here is Matzli Umekel. And so therefore it's no good. Laman the Loi Matzli Veloi Mekel. But if he wasn't Matzli Veloi Mekel, then it is good. Perish Mekel, Kameit Mekalo. So far Tosfos didn't say too much. Kloima. Now Tosfos is explaining the case of Loi Matzli Veloi Mekel. Kloima, She'ein Marzirin, you don't have to say over, Im Loi Omar V'sein Tal Umoto. If he didn't say V'sein Tal Umoto, you don't have to. That's Loi Matzli V'Loi Mekel. It's Loi Matzli V'Loi Mekel. We didn't say V'Sein Talamota. So, by son the Yalkut Yeshaya, he says, being from someone that says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. Number one, the one thing we see from the Rebbe Shloime, the Rebbe Shloime learned Pshat that Matzli is not speaking about the Haskor. That means we understood Pshat and Tosfos till now, that we understood Pshat and the Yerushalmi till now as follows. Yerushalmi is saying, if in the winter he said Meirid Atol instead of Meirid Ageshem, that's good. In the summer he said Meirid Ageshem instead of Meirid Atol, it's no good. So that is not a lotion of Matzli. Matzli is a lotion that these are Haskoris. And here it speaks about Tfilis, Bakoshis. So therefore, the Rebbe Shloime said Pshat that it's speaking about the same Talamota Libracha. Now, so Pshat in Tosfos Tachsachme according to him is as follows. The first case, which is a, the way he says Pshat, he brings from someone, which is a Gvaldik Echidish, Pshat is like this. Let's go back to the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, and Tachsachme Pshat in the Yerushalmi is as follows. It was the winter. And he should have said, V'sein tal umoto livrocha. That's what he should have said. And he didn't say it. V'hiskir tal. And he said, Moirid hatol. That means, the bakoshe he bechlau did not say. And he said, the haskora of tal. So memeila ein machzira noisai. So the haskora of tal is sufficient to be a mamala mokim for the bakosha of talamoto. He should have said v'sein talamoto. He didn't say v'sein talamoto. He said the haskora of tal. That is sufficient. Ein machzira noisai. Bital. What it was in the summer. So he should have said, v'sein tal livroch. It seems a lot of Rishonim learned like that, that's the Nusach in the summer. V'hiskir shel kshomim, but he didn't say v'sein tal livroch, he said v'sein moto livroch. V'hiskir shel kshomim, marzir en oisoi. Then it's marzir en oisoi. And the Yerushalmi held it's marzir en oisoi because he did not mention tal. So the Yerushalmi says no, because he mentioned mota. That's a Lashon Klola. But the Lashon of Yerushalmi is, and that's what we have to say, Pshat, the Lashon of Yerushalmi is that here was matzli umekel. That means here he was mispalo for something, but he was mekalo with the tefillah. That means he said v'sein mota, he was matzli, he said abakoshe, Umekel, but the bakoshe is a mekalel, so therefore it's no good. Hodeloi matzli, he didn't say anything. He skipped over the same talamotel lebrocha. Veloi matzli, veloi mekel, but he didn't say a klola. He didn't say any klola. So that means sometimes by saying nothing, by skipping out the bakoshe and ganzen, you could be yotze if he was maskia meired at all. But if by saying a bakosha and the wrong bakosha, that is the paradox, that's what the Yerushalmi wants to say. By not saying anything, it'll be yaitze. It's maskim oiradatol. That means he can skip the bakosha legamri and he could still be yaitze. And he could say a bakosha and he'll not be yaitze because this bakosha is a bakosha and a double shoklolo. That's the mirad shat and taisvis. Now let us go to the Gemara. Tono ha'ovim varuchais shniyais lamoto. That ovim and ruchais are shniyais lamoto, that means that they're second to the best of moto, that means b'mokim, moto the next to the best, like Mishnah Lamelach. Heichi domi, omar ule, v'teime Rab Yehuda, de boso, Mitra. Yeah. The Bosa Mitra. That a Ruach in Ovim that come after the motto. So that's Shnius Lamoto. The Ovim, the Meiri explains, the Maila of Ovim after motto. So the Meiri says that apple, שיש בהם תאלס להמיד הלכוס עד שיכנסו הקשומים בעמק. That means the ovum afterwards bring about a matzav of humidity, that there's time enough that the kshomim yichnasu hakshomim ba'imik. That is the broche of ovum afterwards. We hear the broche of ruach lechayre. Rashi said it's lenagva bruches mils lots lesakna lenagva ked the besamach zik the basa mitra kemitra. Basically, shakaponim there's an Indian of there's a teiles of lachus that's a yichnesu and then there's a teiles of ruach of nigu that's some afterwards. But both are important factors in the hatzlocha of the rain. So, but after the rain, ruach after the rain, and ovim after the rain. Lemeimle de malyusehi, that it's a psamayle, if a ruach comes after rain, oksiv, it says in the posik, in the toicheche, yiten Hashem es metar arzacha ovok viofo, But how do you have a motto of a kva'ofo? A ma'ula v'itayim Rav Yehuda zikir debas amitre. That is, if a wind comes right after the rain, so to come out that the rain will bring, the wind will bring together with the rain that was ready there before of a kva'ofo. Let us see what Rashi says. Shniyais kimatche me'ilais kimota atzmai. Mahi Aza Ovim Veruchis Kama the Shniyas Lamata. Amaula Vitem Rabu the Bossa Mitra Ovim Veruchis Shalachara Mata. Zika Legalsin in Hoche. Itna Shems Moris Itna Shems Mata Altra Ovagva Ofo. Zika the Bossa Mitra. Sharuach Male Ovok Acha Hakshamim. Benidvak Betvue. The Tvue is still wet from the rain. And then the wind comes and the Ovok becomes attached to the tvue, and it sticks onto it, and it dries up, and then that makes that the tvue should become rotten. So we see that it's a klolet, not a broche. Loikashe hoda osa niche, hoda osye razye. So Rashi says, hoda osa niche, hoda osa razye, kshe yeired benachas, einei mala orok. If the previous rain was a rain that fell benachas, not bekoyach, so it's not mala ovek, but it seems that's malbitz the ofo. Razia bekoyach, if it rains bekoyach, it seems that it could be mala ovek. And the Gemara says further, hoda mala ovek, hoda loy mala ovek. That's the difference. One is mala ovek, one is not mala ovek. Veloy Garcin and Rashi says the Iboye same ho boho berazia ho yoho or the ho boho beneche, because you won't make such a thing. Alochi Garcin, if it's neche, it's never a klola. If it's razi, it's always a klola. Alochi Garcin and ho de malove, kodle malove, it's vainahach, and that is the explanation when it is a klola and when it's not a klola. Omar Rav Yehuda zike de bosa mitra ke mitra. It's like a mitra, shniyas lamata, Rashi says, kediktani b'tesefte. That's a ruach after the mata. Eive de bosa mitra, ke mitra. It's also, kemat like a mata. Shimsha de bosa mitra, if the sun comes out right after rain, ketrei mitri. It's equivalent to two rains. Limutei mai. So, lochere, it's very modne. Whatever happens after the rain is gewaldic. If the clouds come out, it's good. If the wind comes, it's good. If the sun comes, it's real good. So what's no good? It seems that something is no good. This is good. It's something that's no good. Limute mai, limute gili de lelyo vishimshi de beini kalchi. Zogt Rashi, gili de lele. So Rashi says Ishlushtere Belaz. So here in the Laze Rashi it says Borok Lailo, these are lightnings or flashes of light that come at night. It seems these are mazik. This is mazik to Kalke, and it doesn't help anything. So Balailo, there's no ovim and there's no ruach, and this'll come out, so this is no good. So we could have a gili delelia. The gili have a koim seches psochim, but have gili delelia shriach. It's a type of a lightning or light flashes. Ubiyoime shimshi debene kachi. Shebein ha'ovim. That means you have clouds, and between the clouds you can see the sun coming out. Shenire bemokim echad oire. One place it's light, and mokim echad ma'unam. Kekereya sheyeshloi saris b'mokim echad b'kolcha b'mokim achem. Perhaps we can understand this that it seems there's a mile of him. He said from the Meiri that the lachos is good. There's a mile of shemesh. Could be the shemesh somehow. The mile of the shemesh is it doesn't work with lachos akochach. It's a different mile of the heat, the light is good for the earth after the rain. So it seems if you have a combination of clouds and sun, could be each one counteracts the mile of the other. Some mile, then it's no good. Take it one doesn't have, you don't have the full koyach of the sun or of the ovim, and lidachisa, one counteracts the other. Let us see what Taisva says. Shni es lamoto, shni es bemaila, kedama inchi, mishne lemelech. Ha da osen niche, peish kshe yerdes benachas, shuve, then it's not that that's good. Then a wind afterwards is not a simik lola. Kambaraz, you claim a bechoyzik was a netoive, the wind comes afterwards. Kili de leuye, peish zriches ha laila shekoyrim le nisho belaz. So this in Metagim says, Eir HaLavona. The Eir HaLavona that comes out after a rain is not good. V'shimsha debeini karchi, perish, I don't know exactly if Shatan Toises, kamoi, devar kolcha, debar kolcha, double kolcha, but shmikan umikan yurdim hakshomim, v'shemesh zereach be'emtze, ze hashemesh loimale. So it's raining on both sides. In the middle, the Shemesh came out. Was it ever, if it didn't rain in the middle, so the summer's not negayos. We're speaking about what can come after rain that is good. So if it did rain, it rained all over. Now it's still raining on both sides. But in one area, the Shemesh is shining, and for some reason, this is not good. Zok the Gemara weiter, Omar Rove, Mali Talge Leturi. When it snows, so this is good for the mountains, Kachamisha Mitri La'ara. Snow is equivalent to 5 rainfalls. Shenema, Kila Shelek, Yoima Heve. When the Rebbe Shlom says that there should be snow, heavy oritz, there should be snow on the earth, v'geshem moto, v'geshem mitrois uzoi. So the ois of the shelag is, that's equivalent to geshem moto is 2, v'geshem mitrois is 3. So mamele, so shelag is 5 times better than 1 rain. That's equivalent to 5 rains. Let us see Rashi, mali talgalaturi, the kolshke lebike. It means nothing wrong with this is the first pshat in Rashi, that the snow is good for bika also. Elo horim ein lehem kshomim. Horim don't have bechlal the maila of kshomim. Elo shelik. Shakshomim yerdim lamata. That means the rain drains down the mountain, so it doesn't ever remains on the mountain. So the broche of kshomim a mountain never has. Number one. So that's why he said, Malay Tilgalaturi. That's why he said it. A mountain has shelik, and that shelik is equivalent to 5 rains. A mountain never has rain. For oi, then Rashi will say another chesmen. Shelik sheba amokim nimas vahoylech neachim shesheletchom is kamayimu. That means the maila of shelik is when fakert, when it remains shelik. Because the snow remains, it seems that the mountains derive benefit from the snow. Hamishi mitri la'ara, there's like 5 rains to the earth. Ochimash mikro, kila shelig yoyma havei eretz. When the Bainshom says there should be snow on the ground, kshayoyma l'shelig havei eretz arei kigeshem moto v'geshem mitrois arei yeshkan hamishi. V'yomar Rove, and Rove said, Talge leture, snow for the mountains, Mitro razie leilone, a rain bekoyach for trees, Mitro neche leperi, a rain that's yered benachas for tvue, Ulfile, and if you have a rain with very thin drops, Afilu leparcide de tusi kola mahanye. So a rain that falls with a thin rain, so this helps for the parcide, the garinim, the seeds which are underneath the stone or the hard earth. The Rebbeinu Gershom says the tusi kola tachas karke koshe. So memele, a thin rain will help for these hidden seeds. Mai ulfile, ulu pili. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mitra niche, sheyered benachas yofe, lepeires atvur. Sheyered benachas, that yofe lepeires atvur. Ulfile, shomim dakim, kachshmon kedulakamon. Filu leparcide de tusi kolo agarin shetachas gusho shel kakutz under a gush karke mahanye shemaschil levatsveits velalis miyat. It starts sprouting up. Uru pili shesoisem sitke haoretz. So according to the first pshat, soisem so uru. Other says a loshin meure. It means like it connects. That this dokim gets filled up with these thin droplets of rain. Others are goyre shesoyse sitke haoretz. That means this dokim, the cracks in the earth which are stuffed. So this rain lemaise is soyse the dokim, and then that it goes, it reaches the garinim, and then the garinim can start sprouting. Lishna chine, shemegadeles, umetzameches agarinim ha'oimdim besitke hakarke. So uru is a loshen from the moire, they bring up the pili are cracks, the garinim which are in the cracks. Let us see Taisvis, ul pile hainu geshem dak, afilu le parcide de tusikole mahani, perish parcide zugarin, shemitachas even hainu kemaychita, shemitachas akarke, mai ul pile uru pili, perish maoireron umatzmichon, pili perish oisen haoimdim besitke haoretz on the cracks of the earth. The Omar Rove, Haitzuve Merabonon, Domi le Parcide de Tusikolo. Haitzuve Merabonon is similar to these Garinim, which are underneath the earth. The Kivin de Novat, Novat. Since it starts sprouting, then it starts sprouting. Other say Pshat, I bring from the Einish Shmuel, that, there's a tremendous similarity from Talmud Chochom to Agarin. Agarin, before it starts sprouting, it has to first become Nirkav. That means Kozman, it's not Nirkav, it doesn't rot, it doesn't sprout. Okay, it has to decay, it has to decay, and then from the decaying process, then that's the Haschola of the Tzmiche. By limud ha-teire, one needs the zeis ha-teire odom ki yomus ba-oil. Shehemis es atzmai, the atzmi is his memis. Then that is the process when forget, then later we can start, and even the novat, if he starts sprouting after that, then lemaise, the tzmiche is insured. Others want to say, the Keren Eire wants to say that these parcide have a problem. That means there's a hard chunk of earth over them. And the shaila is how you get through. How do you get through? How do you break through? But after you break through, then there's no problem already. That means the problem is till you break through. So he says, so just like Taisa said that the kol is an even. So he says, the problem is there's an even al libay shel adam. You have to be peseach the lev when you want to start learning. That's the problem. The problem is to be goylo that even. But after you were goylo that even already, and memela, now it started sprouting, then already came the novat nova. The difficulties are in the beginning. Rashi, Tzurbe Merabono, Bochel Choref, a sharp Bochel, Kamoi Beyi Ditzrivon, the Meseches Beyi. Talmud Chochem Zokim Lekori Tzurve Elohume Rabbonon Korile. Now, Rashi says, a bocha chorif, and Rashi brings a moshel k'may beyi d'tzrivon b'meseches beyi. Now, Rashi in beyi says, beyi d'tzrivon. Here the Gemara says as follows. A person was asking around for eggs that came out from a live chicken. Lafuki. So that's a shalom to Gemara. If he wanted eggs that eventually could hatch, if you shechted a chicken, you took out those eggs, they couldn't hatch. Or did he want, a full of eggs that can hatch will also be good. So the Gemara says, could be, he didn't, Lav Davka wanted eggs that could hatch, he wanted Bei Ditzrivon. Bei Ditzrivon, that an egg that is completely ripened by the Tarnegoilis. Before the egg comes out from the Tarnegoilis, it's completely Nisbashel. So I saw someone wants to say pshat that, so what ripens the egg? The chaim of the Tarnegoilis. The chaim of the Tarnegoilis ripens the egg till it's tzriv and it's Nisbashel. So tzuva me rabbonon, you have someone that has a chaim in himself. A bochel chorif, that means he's a kochlefel, he's sharp and it's a kochzach by him. And that's negeh the Gemara later grad, but that's pshat, he's a kochlefel, so even the novat, he started going, that means that we came to spouse him, he'll zicher go further, even the novat, shemaschil levatzveis, the lalois, is oyla lamaila. Kach tamet chochen, kiven shiotso shmoi, hoylech, vigodel, lemailo. That means when already he went in this stage, it says yotso shmoi, so it goes keseda. Omar rove, haitzuve me rabbonon de rosach, eiraisa hu de kamatarchile. Now again, you have this tzuve me rabbonon, and now we'll understand better why we're speaking about dafka tzuve me rabbonon. We're speaking about the zera avarme ben teure, that means brente men take. Take, this is ativistike chamimus, just like beye de triven bochel chorif, that's his nature. And the rosach, and he became in kas, is, you could attribute the kas, that's his nature. He's a haser, that's take. You should not attribute this to his nature. His nature, he could control himself. It's the Torah that is heating him up. The kas that comes out from him, this is the kas of Torah. What does Rashi say? Eiraise maltachalei. Rashi says, Amir de kezach, sheyesh le roichav leiv, mitoich teirosai. That means the lave, which is a lave of hergish, that he feels more, so his lave became nisrachiv mitoich teirosai. Umeisim leliboy yoiser mishal b'nei odom. That means that things touch his heart or bother him more than other people. There's a very interesting Tam Sefer in Parshas Tetzaveh. Tam Sefer says something very interesting. He says, Klal Yisrael called Oyevei Shalom. Afal Piken, we see that it's very much machlokes by Klal Yisrael. Amcha Kimrivei Koyin, they're always fighting like Kahanim. So the Tam Sefer says, Amir Dikazach. He says, Kol shekdushasa yaisa, the more kodesh a person is margish yaisa, so he feels it more. Umakpid yaisa, that means he has a true picture of what is happening, so if an avla occurs, he feels it more and it bothers him more. Vumisa oilam, lafum oivi moicham, ene margish, vene makpid, the guy, nothing bothers him. Not because he's an oyev shalom, because what's wrong? There's nothing ever wrong in Yesod. So that's the difference, but a Talmud Chochem, Kol Shekdushos HaYoyseh, Margish HaYoyseh, or Machpid HaYoyseh. So l'chayre, that is what Rashi is saying over here. That means the kas that comes out of this Talmud Chochem, don't attribute it because we're talking about a tzuva merabonim who mitzativo is a mechumen. No, you should be toiling the kas to the toire. Kamash malon, the chayovim l'doinoi l'kapschus, yemachuyim to be done l'kapschus, means even though it's so you have to be toiler the kas in a rice of the rosach by. The Omar Ravashi, that's the Torah. Kol Talmud Chochem she'enei kosher kebalzo, enei Talmud Chochem. And what's kosher kebalzo? Okay, Eish Rashi says she'mechamein kol guf. Barzel, kapdonim, v'kosher kebalzo. The kapdonim, they're makpid, v'koshim kebalzo. And Rabbeinu Gershom says, she'enei kosher kebalzo, she'enei kosher l'ratzois. That means it's misratzo right away, so that's not a Talmud Chochem. Should be kosher l'ratzois, the kapdomim v'koshim. Now what's the mile of this? Perhaps, Pshat is the Gemara says in Masech Tashumet, after Beis Amit Beis, Mineima Nena Shol, why was Shol Nena, so he lost the Meluche, Mibnei Shemochal Al Kavoidai. Shenema Ubnei Belial Omru Maya Shienu Ze, Vayivazeyu, they were Mevazahim, Vayihi Kimachish, so there was a Taina and Shol. That means, we see there was a Tainan Shol later, Shmuel came to him, Kotten Atta Be'enecha Reshifte Yisrael. That means there's a certain covet of Malchus, which perhaps should not be taken as a personal Gedula, but he's Reish Shifte Yisrael, and Reish Shifte Yisrael is covet, is that's the covet of Klal Yisrael, that's the covet of Reish Shifte Yisrael. And therefore one should not be mevata. He's not mevata on his own covet. He's mevata on the covet of Roy Shifta Yisrael. And that's an avla. That one should not be mevata. And it could be that is pshat over here also. A Talmud Chochem. So pshat is that the mahus of the Talmud Chochem, this is covet a teure. If he's a ben teure, zokin ze shekome chochme, that the chochme is an atmius of him. So memele, any bezoyin to him is considered a bezoyin a teure. So as the covered a teure, he has to be makbid. Bekoshim kebarzel, and that he should, and shein, and it should be kosher l'ratzois. This is, that's what Rabbeinu Gershom says, because this is not his personal cover, this is cover that Torah. Shenemach patish yefoytzei tzela. So it seems patish is barzel, and that's yefoytzei tzela. So he has a koyach of barzel. Omalei Rabbi Abba l'Rav Ashi, atun mehoso masnisolo, Anan mehochem asninolo. We learned out from a different pasuk. Receive eretz asher avoneho barzel, al tikre avoneho elo boineho. I forgot, one of the mephoshim say that, why do you have to fatre the pasuk? Eretz asher avoneho barzel, al tikre avoneho. What's wrong with avoneho? Because it's tiridik. If it's an even, it's not barzel. So what's your avoner barzel? So therefore, tikrei avoner, elo boineho. The boinim are barzel take. What does Rashi say? Boineho, talmidei chachomim, mekaimei oilom, bibinyonoi. So, Mashvog wants to say that Rashi, why are they boinim? The world was built already. But that what they ensure that the built world should be able to continue to exist, so they're ensuring the binyan, So that's also called a boine. Omar Avine, afilohochi mi boile le inish le melef nafshe benichuse. Avine says, afa pikein mi boile le inish le melef nafshe benichuse, shenema vohosa kas milibecho. So, Poshe Pshat and Ravine is, so we just said before these atnoim, he's not kosher kebalzel. It seems that he has to be makpid in those, and that's the Svelten Talmud Chochem. Then all of a sudden, afilohochi, that means he's not choylik. He has to be kosher kebalzel. Afilohochi, mi boile le inish le melef nafshi benichusa. So that's the Chmir. Then I found later they bring from the Yaris Dvash this Pshat. They chase who brings us from the Yaris Dvash, but that's Chmir. I want to tell to the Mesilas Yisharim. Mesilas Yisharim in Perik Yadalov says, Vakas Hasheyar Lehem Yekas Haponim V'loy Kas Haleiv. That means many times kas is very necessary, aba bahosa kas milibecha. The Gvura Sari has here, it says, it would seem that kas is, this maila of balzal is a maila of kas. Speaking about kas, we're speaking about seems as a mila of kas. That's a mila of kas. So the Gemara Sari asks, we see the Gemara says in Psochem, Talmud Chochem, that's koyesi, Talmud Chochemu, Chachmosei mistalakes mimenu, Ibizanovi, it's the Buz mistalak mimenu, what brings rayas? So it seems kas is no good. So, and here it seems verkehrt, it is good. So the Gur Sari says, there the Gemara is speaking about that the kas was not necessary for what he wanted to accomplish. No, he wasn't kas. Vayikzayv moishal pekudei hachoyel. He says the Bekudei Achoyel, they made a mistake, Taka, they left over the Tachpa Noshim. Right, they made a mistake. He says they were tzaddikim. You could transfer the message without kas also. You don't need kas. He says sometimes you have to zroik moral le talmidim. That's when you need it. So don't forget, that is the kas that our Gemara is speaking about. That when kas is necessary, he should use this mid of kas, and takel it's kas upon him, but there is an inyan of kas. He says, the Gemara Psochem is speaking about that there was a kas, that in the situation it was not needed and not necessary. That kas is that kas is im chochem hu, chochmosei mistalekes mimen. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shmur ban Achmeini, Omar Rav Yoinesen, Shloyshe Shaloy Shaloy Kahoygen. Three people were Shoyo Shaloy Kahoygen, Lishnayim Ishivu Kahoygen, L'Echad Ishivu Shaloy Kahoygen. Ve'eluhem, Eliezer Eved Avrom, Veshol Ben Kish, Ve'yiftach Hagelodi. Eliezer Eved Avrom Dechsi Vohoyo Anaro Asherim Erileo Hati No Kadech Yochel Afilu Chigeres Afilu Sume. So he never specified. He just said other qualifications. So she'll be a Balas Chesed. And then that's it. That's Oysoi Chachto. He didn't speak about other things, so it seems that he wasn't doing other things, which could be a big hilkul. Afal pikein hishivu kahoygen benizdam loloi rivke. Shol ben kish dechsiv v'ho yoisha sheyakenu yashrenu amelach oisha godu vezbita yiten loy yochol samamelu evo kil goyas that he was mafiach that will get his daughter. Yochel afilo eved afilo mamza. Also, there were not noyimei. As long as she yakenu yashchenu. Eshivei kahoygen, v'nizdamen leidovet. But there we got kahoygen. Yiftach agilodi dechsi boya yoytze sheyeytze midal seybeisi. B'makrifon oylo l'ashem. Was magdishet yochel afilo dovo tomei. Eshivei kahoy kahoygen. Nizdamen loy bitoy. Which is taka dovo tomei. It's not oylo l'kob. Let us see Rashi. Shloisha Sholo Mishum Drabrechya Mayre Bikshomim Lakamon is Noket Law. Later we'll speak about Kla Yisrael Vashayo Shaloi Kahoygim. So that's we get into the Sugya. Ubnois Anshe Ha'ir Yoitseis Vahoya Hanaro Mashme Hanaro Ha'yoitse Tchilo Min Ha'ir V'yoymolo Ashkeini. Agavulche, I saw someone says, it says, these three, it says, Vohoyo, Vohoyo Hanairo, Vohoyo Haish, Vohoyo Hayoitse, Ashayetse, Midal Se Beisi. So, I forgot who I saw, so someone says that you make a Gzeire Shovech. Chazal are making a Gzeire Shovech. That there's a similarity in these three cases. Vohoyo, and it shall be. And Mamela, no, so there's a common denominator that all three were Sholei Sholei Kahoygen. All three is Vahoya. Two were Nene Kahoygen. Before we continue Rashi, why was it that way that the first two were Nene Kahoygen? So others say Pshat, the Inyaki wants to say, Megalgulin Schus Al Yedei Zakai. They do a dava toiv mestame the delein azakoyim. So here was an inyan of gemilas chasodim. So memela mestame she's a zakai, and by the one who kills Goliath, that's a hatzol of klal Yisrael. So memela that's also a megalgun susa. So mestame they relied that mestame will be zakoyim. Ashenkein, if Yiftach wants to bring a kolben, gesund verhete, he can be mekabel, when I will come back, mutzlach, from the chomel, bring a kolben. But he should pinpoint that the one who comes out first from his house, that'll be the kolben. There's no, there he's putting himself out any smach whatsoever, that'll be a kosher kolben. That was the avle of Yiftach over the other two. Agav Ulche, the Nachlas Yaakov, Ala Teire, from the Nesivis, explains that the Emerson, Chabayin Yishleilim wants that a person should be mishtabel and do. And then, Rebishter gives a broche, Mizmisayeya, Mdatzloche, Vatvat, Brachtich, Bechol Asher Tase, what a person has to do. Eliezer put everything in the Rebbeinu Shlom's lap. Like it was Le'eith Erev, Kibbeit Seit, it's a Pemerdik vote from the Briskerov, that he had said Hayoim. That means that it was Mamish right before Nach, and everything had to happen in a short amount of time. And that would prove that this is the one Eisei Chachta. That's why the Briskerov says that everything was very kvesvah, she ran, and mitmayer, atarkada, because it had to be like that. He had said, lame boy, if you hold like the goyin after the shkia ready, shine the suffix lilas, it had to be everything before. It was leis erev already. It was a very short man. It was mamish mais and nisim. The Rebbeinu Shlom does not want mais and nisim. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants a person should do, and I mean, that's Rebbeinu Shlom with mitelf, and that's the rotzon of Hashem. That's what I saw, so Taka was an avle. Like, he wanted it should be a biru like mamish ayyadei nes. So why was he nene? Because Eliezer had a tremendous problem. He knew in this shidduch he's a leider, a very big negeya, because Ulai Kri, Elai Ksiv, he had a daughter, And for all practical purposes, he held that his daughter was a better shidduch than anyone else. He was the Deila Mashke Meteirosi Shal Rabbi. He was the Gadol Hadir. Meishel B'chol HaShaloi. He was Meishel B'Yitzra. He was a Gadol Hadir, a Tzadik Hadir. This is an echte Bas Talmud Chochem. Rabbi HaMoir Dike Shidduch. And Bas Psuel is the Yichus alone speaks for itself. He had a murder in the Giyah. But Leidach Gise, so he knew his weak points. He knew his weak points, and that's why some murder evolved from the Dubna Market. The Dubna Market says that the drosha of Ulai. Ulai le seve isha le leches achai. This is brought down when he told us over to Psuel and Lavan. I told Avram, ulai le seve isha. So then the Rashi brings an Eilexi that, so the Dubna Magid says, that, why over here, when he's telling it over to them, there it says the Ulai and the Eilai. So the Dud Magid says, I'm really kevot, that when he was speaking to Avram, so there was a legitimate question. Ulay like say Vaish. He said, yes, the one will be. He has to know what to do. But he's telling them over, Ulay like say Vaish alalechas. He's saying it just as a gehot and a shidduch. It's meant, why shouldn't she want to go? So why is he telling them that he had to ask Avram Avinu, maybe she won't want to go? Why do they have to know that? If it's such a gewaltig shidduch, why shouldn't one want to go? So it's not the way you paint the picture. So when he told it to them then, was there the Eli Take finally came out. I can't let them think it, maybe Take they won't send Rivka. That was when the Negiya came out. Then Take he had a Yerida. About Kaponim, till then, he didn't trust himself at all, and that is why he put everything in the whole searching of the shidduch. He put it in the lap of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, that he should have nothing to do with it, realizing that he was Molei Negiyus. Now let us see Rashi. Ubnois anshe yoytzes v'hoya nare, mashma hanare yoytze tchila meneir, v'yoymel ashkeini. Ashkeini bo ho yom menachesh. Afilu chigeres, afilu sume, lefish loy pirish b'sheilosoy, ve'evsher shetiye balas mum, lo yovin bo aliezer v'yikocheno. I just saw lessons of mice, I couldn't find it now, so, I think it was with the daughter of the Chemda Shleime, but maybe it was someone else. But this Maisa, Pastor, can understand this Rashi a little better. Psamuridike Maisa, the Chemda Shleima heard about a bocher that was Mamash Hashem Dover. He was, and he sent two shluchim, two Rizike Tamid Chachamim, that they should go to this in the Shtot, and they should speak with this bocher and learning, and if he's what they say he is, so he wrote a ksav, he's giving them the authority to he sent along schnapps and kichlach to make a lachayim and they should make the shidduch account, and they came with aksav. The kids said they came to the shtot, they were there for Shabbos, and they were speaking with this bocha a whole Shabbos, and mamish moli v'godish abor, more than whatever was said about him was mamish moiridi. And no, so after Mitzvah Shabbos, they spoke to the parents, they showed them the ksav, they made a lechayim, and finished. And going back home, so they went with a malagola. The malagola asked these hosheva people, what are you doing here? And he told them, we made a shidduch, think the Chemda Shleima's daughter, with this and this boch, this and this boch, he's a hunchback. How could you make a girl marry a hunchback? So he said, what do you mean a hunchback? We were with him a whole Shabbos. It was nice to Akot. And the whole time going back, he was Miss Einen. He's taking a girl and the man go off to a Balmum. And, because to make a long story short, Lamaise, they were Mavara later. Yutaka was a hunchback. And Lamaise, the Mavato, the Shidduch. No, Pshat is these two Shluchim were so nispoil and so involved with his Torah, they didn't notice the mum. It's going to maise shahoya. So it could be that what Rashi says over here, the lo yovin bo Eliezer v'kechen, Eliezer will see the gebal de kechen, she shots a mur de gebal as chesed in dos, so he won't lo yovin, that means you have to be misboinen to see the mum, that he might be so overwhelmed that he won't see the mum. Yeshivu kahoygim v'zimna lo yirivke, dova tome, kelev oy chazir. Let us see Taisviz. Shloisha shaloi shaloi kahoygin. Eliezer shol v'yiftach. V'im time amai loy choshiv koli ben yifun. Rashi has this kasha later. Sh'omar ha-shayakes kirya seifa ulochodo nosati loy es ochsas biti le'isha. Amai loy porech k'moy hoche yochol mamzer ayevet, the same way that you were looking for an Edom over here. We're speaking about an Edom. So Kolev said he'll take for an Edom the Hashaloch the Seir. So Memele, so the same thing that here the Tainan showed is the Tainan Kolev also. V'yeshloima doho dekoma Kolev sheyiten loy bitoy hochikom. Kol mi shiyochel lachzer oysan haloches sheshokru bimei evloi shal Moshe eten loi achsas biti. And it seems, so memele, so what is pshat? So pshat is that if a person is zoiche to be mechaven, shmaita, libe de hilche, sevais tois te ziche des ziche hoi ro av ruach ha-kodesh. And if he's not a meyuches, he won't be zoiche to that. So memele, the accomplishment of, if he's able to accomplish this, nabi marzad alochis, that's kufa zarayit, that he's not a psuleko, is roi sheyishchol of ruach ha-kodesh. V'yesh meforshim, the lekach nikreis ochsa, shekol horoya oise koyes al ishtoi. That he sees such a balas midah, such a tznuah, so then it's everyone's wife in comparison with her is the kiktais v'yanaisvo. V'zeu vaday mishum tznius yisere de kachozibo, v'yosoymech v'schuso, so memele, so shirus, amore de ketzadeikis, v'schuso, v'schus tidei, mistaye. So Memele, both of their schusim will be Messiah, that what? That it'll come out someone that's a meyuchis. Like Mizavgin, I look for myself, Kadisa Besoita, that ain't Mizavgin. So Lachere Shver, so what's the Taina to Eliezer? Taisa says, up Samir the Kecheshbin over here. Tosis says, if she was a tzadeikis, and she was such a big tzadeikis, and then you have the schus of the father of Kolev, so memele, so uzicha, nothing bad will come out. I mean, so what's the taina to Eliezer? I found later someone asked this kasha. Ian Yakid asks on Taisis. Yochel afilich igeres aysume. Teime. Amai loy noka toche gabi Eliezer, Eved Avrom. Kamei de kama gabi shol besomuch. Yochel afilich memzeres aysivche. Roma Rashi, we don't have this Rashi. Mishim de gabi Eliezer, le shayich adayin memzeres. Ta loy nosna teure. The Mephoshim asks, but the Eibish is only Mashre Shechina and Zarem Yuches Achrav, so Shivcha Pasicha. I feel that there was no Indian of Mamzeres, there were Muzer Mamzeres, about Kaponim, but the Zicha Indian of Shaloit Nosev Le Shivcha, that the Ein Zarem Yuches Achrav. Inamit gabi isha leidayik alma elu leyoifi. This is Pskor HaShver HaTeretz. This the Gvura Sari asks. That Shaul was should have been chayish for Yichus because he's getting a chosel by the Kalad. The Dikir is the Yoifi. So the problem is maybe she'll be a Chigeres Aysuma, but any other problems are not problems. That's the Gvura Sari asks us on Taisvis. He says, Bechlar doesn't understand Taisvus Kasha. He says that Avram sent he should take, he has to be Bavar, it's from Beis Avram. So Beis Avram, they're not a Shifra, they're not a Mamzeres. He knew that his Meshpoch is a Meshpoch of Yecheses. Mitaim of Heichi Kama de Shola Lezesh like a Hoygin, Vloy Oma, Elo, Asher Oima, Elo, Hati no Chadech, Vimire Shiteich Geres, Aysume, Lo Yoyme Lo. So Mamela, he assured himself. So Mamela, he could still be fooled. Yeah. So the Gemara weiter. Heinu the Kamulu Novi li Israel, that the Novi was Megana the Maisa Yiftoch, Hatzori Ein Begila, Dimroife Ein Shom, Shiva Shaloi Tzivisi, Veloi Dibarti, Veloi Olsa Alibi. Asheloi Tzivisi, Ze Bnoi Shalmeisha Melech Moyov, Shenema Veikach Es Bnoi Abchera Shayim Loich Tachta Veile Oilo, and he says, so Moshe Melech Moyov went, Moshe Melech Moyov went and was Male, his son from Oyla Lakodish Bochu, to be Meratze the Rabbi Nishloilam. There was no Shloitzivi, there was a Tzivui. Veloi di Barti, ze Bite Shal Yiftach, Vayol Salibi, ze Yitzhak Ben Avro. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi Azay. Vahayne Domul Unodi, midagoli beikro va'oma atzoriyim begilot amud la'benichi kamishmaik and amrin and atzoriyim begilot pinchas hayesham v'yochel lahat nidroi oshleirotzo yiftoch leilech etzloi yiftoch did not want to go to pinchas so the bar says miteich gases ruchoi amud leilech etzloi shani shayfet v'nogit v'pinchas leheilotzo lo v'yetzo yiftoch shehu novi. It wasn't Lepi Kvaydai. So that's why there was no Eitzit to be Mata the Neder. Chassam Sefer says, Pinchas couldn't go. There's a problem. Pinchas held it's not Lepi Kvaydai the Novi to go to Yiftach. But why didn't there were other Rabbonim there? I mean, Yiftach was the only, Pinchas was the only Rav that could be Mata the Neder. Seems to Masudya was a neder, and he could have been matter the neder. So some Sefer says that Pinchas couldn't, that no one else can go. Lehavi rishus l'shum talmud chochem lahater as a neder. The ba'asra de rabbe lelishre inish afilu beye bekutche. That means that fakir, no one was permitted to go. He was the morad asra, and no one was permitted to be matter. Without him, and he didn't go out the covet of the Nevi's. Chsiva shalei tzivisi biyumi chsiv v'parshas backbook. It is a nevue with a backbook. They made up a kriegel out of tzloiches, out of cheres, and later he broke the backbook. Ubonu, there it says, Ubonu es bomei sabal lisroif as b'neiim be'esh, as shalei tzivisi, that means like this, they were soirif, their children, l'avoidezom. The Rabbi Nishlom says, such an avoide, of sreifis abonim, as shalei tzivisi, v'loi dibarti, v'loi olsa alibi. Shalei toimru, you shouldn't say, what is a gefelach, shalei tzivik kamaykin kandish borchu, li'yiftach o'meishev avro. So Rabbi Nishlom says, no, there never was such a sin. That what he did at Sibaikachas Mleabakhirishim Lichtahta Viale Oila Alachoima. Well Shamayim Niskavin, that's what he did, but there was no tzivui. Kisava Hoyo Laratso Isla Kodish Bochu. Fahai Dhsiv. That is a posik in Omos that there was a taina on Mesha Melech Moyov al Sofoy Atzmais Melech Edoim Lisid. Milsachitei, that's another thing, that's another avla that he did. The Melech Edom once fell into his hands and he killed him and he burnt his bones and he made them into sid. But that's not the avla we're speaking about of Yeshua Tzavis, he's speaking about that he took his own son and he was malim for an elof of Lakadish Boch. Uloi debarti leyiftoch. So the Bach says, Shenema miyomim yemima, but he got be Israel. Okay, this was after they were misoinen on the umgut that happened. The targe maske pinchas lagnai v'yitach lagnai almalei akadish boruch reitze bebitoi shem eskirom lagnai v'sholche zeitzel zeh levat lanege. Kloi os alibi zayitzak ben Avram. Kloi ma, sh'af al pi sh'tzivitzi loi ma'ilum loi os alibi lishchait b'smnei el nasoisei mipnei akategoroi Heino Sotel, Kedoma B'San Hedem Ben Achnokim, Vahi Ach Advor Me'ele, Ach Advor Avshol Sotel. Ve'isto Lo'igalsi Hai V'loi Olso Alibi, so Rashi says, Mishum Detol B'Kroi Achine, they bought a different posik, like Siva Allah Shaloi Tzvisi V'loi Dibalti. That's in Yirmi Yezayim. So Rashi says, that's right, and that parasha doesn't say Shaloi Olso Alibi. But the parasha's back book, but later, In Yirmi Yutes, David Taker says, Kosev kol ani shloisha shalei tzivisi v'lei dibalt v'yol salibi. But hantchuma shalei tzivisi zubiti shal yiftach, hafo pishe tzivisi loi teire mitzvus mitzvus loi tzivisi olam. Loi dibalti zebnoi shal meisha melech moyer, loi meisha nochiu v'lei chulun li ledaberim afo ledibu ba'almen. So the mail of the Tzivisi is going on Yiftach of Watsayid, who was Mitzuva be Mitzvahs. But this Mitzvah wasn't Mitzuva. Like the Balti, the Rebbein Shem never spoke to Meisha. About God, the Kachoshiv Koliv Vadayu. Asheyak has Kri Yosef Elochadu, which he had in Taisvis, that is also Sholosh Leikahim. Rabbi Yoyin is in the Leichoshiv Lei, the Big Mori Poshle Lehaiko, Behil Balochesh, and Ishtakim, and Yavlo Shal Moshe, Gimrinim Betmure. The ain lochosh, the mele was speaking about that there'll be marza da lochosh, a tashre, ruach, a kodesh, a levet, va mamzak, and really, the dom, shen shkine shoire, mi pirebi. The gidoin, she sholim noya talmi al haoretz, begizo levade yie, so that's also psholi shaloika hoigin. Ain't there shaloika hoigin, a mata kol yeshim, yechs oilam tal, laila achas levad, mi pirebi. So Rashi holds, Yodi tihe piture, shayisi moire o materaneder, o poitaroiso. Lobesoiv nenshu shneyem, yiftach nenesh, and of leivorov, kaidemise, to see by yikover, ba oregilot, and different mekoimis, because the vorm fell off. And different mekoimis, ba oregilot, pinchas nenesh, to see blifnim, hoyo ashem imo.